bottle of whiskey, but I got no proof that you showed up tonight in that dress just to mess with my head.
When I think of kinfolks, when I think of that phrase, I think of my family, but also I think about just my people back home, even beyond my family, my just buddies and people who've been a part of my story from the beginning. And I've made a lot of new friends and met a lot of new people who are important to me as I've moved away from my hometown. But that core group is still that core group and will always be. It's like that whole saying, you can't make new old friends or whatever.
It is kind of a funny phrase. But in the South, it's a phrase, it's a word or phrase that everybody uses, no matter where you're from. So it felt like a good song to start as a first single, kind of start this next stage of my career with.
Here's Kim, folks.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk. Just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolk.
This is Country Hits VOA's Center Stage, where we allow one of our favorite country artists to co-host the show and give us insight into the making of their music. Right now, Sam Hunt is talking to us about songs on Southside. Like, how did the monster hit Body Like a Back Road come together?
You know, I try to think of titles or lines will cross my mind and I'll put them in my phone. And this was one that I had wanted to write for a while, the title Body Like a Back Road, or use it as a lyric, do something with it. And, I didn't have a melody, but one night this melody got stuck in my head and the phrase Body Like a Back Road sang perfectly to it. And the chorus came out pretty quick and then went in and and started working on the song with a producer and a couple writing buddies. And I wanted to write it because I thought it was a fun song, but I didn't know for sure if I wanted to put it out. I didn't want it to come across as objectifying women or be too, to lack depth and just, I don't know. So anyway, I had some concerns, but I tried to make it fun to offset any risk of those things happening, which made writing it fun. And I think that came across in the lyric and in the way we recorded it and everything else. So when we finally finished it, it finally hit me as, okay, wait a minute, this maybe I underestimated the potential of this song. I think, you know, this could be a fun song and it will connect with folks. So at that point, I was excited to put it out. And fortunately, folks have enjoyed it.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my head, doing 15 in 30. In the tall grass, with my lips on hers, on a highway heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand, doing 15 in.
Hey y'all, this is Sam Hunt. Downtown's Dead
seemed to have all the elements of all the, it checked all the boxes that I needed to check in a song, and it, I felt like it was, lyrics are lyrics that I felt comfortable saying. The idea was, I thought, you know, maybe was relatable to people, and it just sounded like a song that people could that would come out to shows to sing and would inspire people to come out to shows. But Downtown's Dead, just it's hard for me to really say for sure what made that song stand out. I can break it down, I guess, theoretically, but I just have those moments where there's just a gut feeling that says, okay, this is the song you need to put out, this is how you need to say it, this is what you need to say, this is how it should sound. And when I get to that point, I put it out.
Here's Downtown's Dead.
The city's so unstoppable. All you see for miles are people spilling in and out of cars. Man, all of these bars are making a killing everywhere I go. Looks like a place to be. I see people that I know, but I feel like there's no one here but me. Downtown's dead without you. In the strobes,
lines are blurred. I don't hear the word, but lips are moving. Tried to get involved, but I've about had enough. People wall to the wall, and I'm just holding it up. Cause downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by, friends say hi. Drinks, bright lights, what am I doing with my life? Okay, I quit, I've had enough of this. These people are losing their minds, can't get you out of my head. I'm calling it a night, I'm crawling back to your bed. Downtown's dead without you. Girls walk by, friends say hi.
There are a lot of times that, as a songwriter, I want to touch on subject matter that maybe is a little more serious. Sometimes I worry that our fans, when I go out to a live show, I think, well, our fans don't want to, they come to have a good time. They don't want to hear a song like this. So I may write the song, but then I may never put it out. This is one that, I don't know, I felt like, since I'm putting out a record now, that I felt like it would fit on the record. And, you know, I can always balance out a song like Sinning With You with a song like Kinfolks. But, yeah, the subject matter is a little more serious, but it's something that I felt like would be relatable to a lot of people. I think it's important that occasionally, even though sometimes, you know, we write songs where we're not really talking about much other than just a fun interaction between a guy and a girl, there are times and opportunities where we should maybe touch on things that are a little more, I don't know, a little more important, heartfelt, poignant. So that was the case with this song. It's cool to see people react to appreciate a song like Kinfolks, but also to appreciate a song like Sin With You, which is a lot different.
Raising the first few praises for Yeshua, a case of small town repression. Your body was baptized, so did some friendship. I was your favorite confession. My past was checkered, your spotless record was probably in jeopardy. Your place and my place, his grace and your grace felt like the same thing. I never felt like I was sinning with you. Always felt like I could talk to God in the morning. I knew that I would end up with you. Always felt like I could talk to God in the morning. If it's so wrong, why did it feel so right? If it's so wrong, why did it never feel like sinning with you? I felt closer to the stars with you. I felt forgiveness in my heart with you. Saw the light in the dark with you. Felt like I could fly. Take me down where the river is.
never felt like I was sinning to you. Always felt like I could talk to God in the morning. I knew that I would end up with you. Always felt like I could talk to God in the morning. If it's so wrong, why did it feel so right? If it's so wrong, why did it never feel like sin? I know what it feels like crossing the line, but I never felt shame, never felt sorry, never felt guilty touching your body. As long as you're for me, as long as I'm for you, who could be against us, baby? If you're so wrong, why did it so right? If it's so wrong, why'd it never feel like sinning with you? Sinning with you.
This is Center Stage featuring Sam Hunt on Country Hits VOA. My name is Nikki Strong, and that was Sinning with You. Nowadays, you announce your relationship by making it Instagram official and posting about it on social media. But this song harkens back to when we weren't so interconnected via technology.
Breaking up was easy in the 90s. My favorite line from that song is, I think, modern love leads to modern hearts breaking. I'm just a product of my generation. Just a fun, kind of simple reflection on how much more difficult it is to be so connected. You know, the downside of being so connected nowadays. But, yeah, that one was one that was written in the ninth hour and turned out pretty cool.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. I paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home, ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could have convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. And you didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep, because going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern love is the modern heartbreak. I'm just a product of my generation, and I bowed out. Wishing I was somewhere I could be alone. I try to let you go, and something always reminds me. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't want to see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s.
Hey, this is Sam Hunt.
Drinking Too Much.
It's a very honest song that came from a place, you know, 3 years into my career. You know, sometimes I feel a little bit like a fraud, just putting on a front like everything is A-OK and no problems, no worries. Life's great in the spotlight. You know, I wanted to show the side that where, you know, that everybody struggles with the same things, no matter where you are in life. And this is, I guess, my way of doing that with this tune. And that piano at the end is, this is kind of a nod to the spiritual influence on my story and the decisions that I made over the last few years to choose, you know, marriage over the single life and a future with kids and future with the family as opposed to the lifestyle that comes along with the other route. Not that I was like drowning in sin or anything, but it's just, you know, just figuring out the right path for me, following fate or God's will or whatever you want to call it. That was important.
I'm drinking, take a sip of it. Feeling like a hypocrite. Cover more and I won't give a shit. I never used to talk, I never used to talk like
I'm sorry I named the album Montevallo. And I'm sorry people know your name now. Strangers hit you up on social media. I'm sorry you can't listen to the radio or drive out to the place we used to get peaches down in Pelham. I know you want your privacy. And you got nothing to say to me. But I wish you'd let me pay off your student loans with these songs you gave to me. Remember the first time you stayed with me? Overpacked and drove up and went to the CMAs with me. 2 years later, it felt like you were a million miles away from me. And I was the one on stage, drunk, barely holding on to ABC. Hope your dad still prays for me.
Drinking too much since you've been gone. Get gone enough, I'm on top of the world, going down. I'm gonna drink it all till you're not around. Drinking too much, since you've been gone. I can't get gone enough, I'm on top of the world, I'm going down. I'm gonna drink it all till you're not around.
A year ago, I was in a hotel room in Phoenix, wondering if it's ever okay to lie. Cause I knew the truth would make you want to die. But I told you everything. You told me to have a good life. But you still couldn't believe it was really goodbye. Every night you'd fill the bathtub up, lie there for hours, put your face underwater and cry. I never wanted to be a heartbreaker. Turn your sisters and their friends into matchmakers. I know you think my dreams came true. Since you've been gone, singing these songs is just something to do. The only dream I ever had was you. I hope you know I'm still in love. It's the kind that you can't fall out of.
Drinking too much, since you've been gone. I can't get gone enough, I'm on top of the world. I'm going down, I'm gonna drink it all till you're not around. Drinking too much, since you've been gone. I can't get gone enough, I'm on top of the world. I'm going down, I'm gonna drink it all till you're not around.
I know this might seem like a contradiction, and the last thing you need is more unwanted attention. But you changed your number and moved, and this is the only way I could reach you. So wherever you are, turn it up and listen.
Heavenly, I'm on my way to you. Nobody can love you like I do. I don't know what I'm gonna say to you. But I know there ain't no way. No, there ain't no way. No, there ain't no way we're through.
Nothing Lasts Forever was one of the
One of the three or four songs that existed before the last 12 months when I wrote most of the rest of the record. I was going to put Nothing Lasts Forever out when I put Downtown's Dead out a couple years ago. But it felt like, you know, I'd have a record ready pretty soon, so I held it back. I had that idea, Nothing Lasts Forever. Somebody said that to me several years ago, and I wanted to write that for a long time, and I haven't had the right opportunity to write it, and was in a room with a couple good writing buddies and threw that idea out, and we wrote it pretty quickly.
Say I'm just a youthful face, something to do on Saturdays. Say it's the best you ever had, but say it's bad. Say it's something, just don't say it's nothing. 'Cause nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. So say I'm someone that you wish you never met. Your best mistake, your worst regret. Say everything. Tell me that you fix your hair and overthink the clothes you wear in case you see me out somewhere or listen to my old voicemails and hate yourself. You're still feeling something when we're nothing. 'Cause nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts. Tell me you feel childish. Tell me you feel sorry for me. Tell me you feel stupid. Tell me you feel lonely. Tell me you feel something for me. 'Cause nothing lasts forever. So say I'm someone that you wish you never met. Your best mistake, your worst regret. Say everything, say anything but nothing. 'Cause nothing lasts forever. And nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts.
Nothing lasts forever. How appropriate, since we have reached the end of Center Stage featuring Sam Hunt. Southside and Locked Up are both available to stream, download, and purchase. Special thanks to Sam, as well as UMG Nashville, for helping to make this edition of Center Stage happen. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA, brought to you by Voice